Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Thursday, February 27th. Asana, the trendy workplace collaboration app, has filed to go public. The Silicon Valley unicorn, founded by two Facebook veterans, made the announcement early this month in a quiet one-paragraph statement on the company blog. The understated blog post was appropriate indeed, considering the way Asana is planning to enter the public markets, through what's called a direct listing. Now, we'll get to what that is in just a minute. First, a bit more about Asana. If you have anything to do with a modern workplace, you're undoubtedly familiar with those apps designed to help teams manage the chaos and reach their goals. There are a lot of these apps, and the numbers are growing, from Trello and Monday.com to Asana and Microsoft Teams and a whole lot more, all intended to streamline how projects get done, who's doing what, whether it's all happening on time, that sort of thing. And these are not easy problems to solve. And it seems that most of us are increasingly desperate to solve such things, making this space extremely hot, which is good news for Asana. 70,000 customers use this tool, bringing in more than $100 million in annual revenue. Yes, it's another unicorn. It's raised more than $200 million, and its valuation is $1.5 billion. Here's an interesting tidbit. It doesn't need to raise any more cash, TechCrunch estimates. So, why go public? Entering the market, you see, it isn't always about raising more capital. It's also a way to reward early investors by allowing them to sell their shares. In addition, simply being a public company can offer valuable PR. Going public is a great way to grab much more positive attention, assuming you're not a company with skeletons in its closet. We're looking at you, WeWork. Asana says it will go public after the Securities and Exchange Commission completes its review process, market conditions depending, of course. You'll have to pay attention, though, because a direct listing doesn't come with the same kind of bells and whistles as an IPO, where underwriters are involved. You see, by choosing the quiet route, Asana is following in the footsteps of only a couple of household name companies. Spotify was the first company to go public this way. Slack, considered both a competitor and a collaborator to Asana, then successfully listed directly. Airbnb is said to be considering a direct listing as well. Though the direct listing is still in its infancy, it is the alternative du jour to the traditional IPO. That's according to Jennifer Alsever, a writer for Marker, a new business publication. So how does it work exactly? Well, according to Alsever, you don't issue any new shares. Rather, once listed on an exchange, you sell a small number of existing shares. This works for companies that are well capitalized, as Asana says it is. It also saves companies a boatload of time and money. I mean, consider the traditional IPO. It can take as long as 18 months and cost 4-7% of the money raised, fees you pay to investment bankers. Company leaders take strenuous roadshows for a month or two to raise interest among investors. Yes, IPOs create cheerleaders, Alsever says, those investment bankers you've hired. But IPOs also invite scrutiny, which arguably is a good thing. It's that scrutiny that sank WeWork, she writes. WeWork was valued at $47 billion before it attempted to go public, but when it opened up the books, well, investors and the press realized what trouble it was in. Although you may have only heard of Asana recently, it's far from an overnight success. CEO Dustin Moskovitz and co-founder Justin Rosenstein left Facebook 12 years ago to start this company. They knew a tiny thing about launching new ventures. Moskovitz was Mark Zuckerberg's Harvard roommate and a co-founder of Facebook. Rosenstein started at Facebook in 2004 and is credited with inventing the like button, according to Business Insider. The company has grown substantially over the years, but it does face some significant threats. The market is crowded, as we mentioned, but increasingly dominated by the monster that is Microsoft. After introducing Microsoft Teams in 2016, it now towers above Asana and its brethren. Last year, Microsoft claimed that 13 million people were using Teams every day, a number that dwarfs Asana. And snatching existing customers away from rivals is tough. I mean, how'd you like to switch out of what you and your company have been used to? It can be a painful process. So, keep an eye on Asana, not just because of how hot these tools are, but also because if this direct listing takes off, it could signal an eventual enormous upending of the IPO as we have known it. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Hey, listen, if you like our show, take a second and give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and write a review. Don't forget to do that. They really help new listeners find us. And for that, we thank you. I'm David Brown, back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack 2 suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you-know-business.